Love Talk Radio.
Financial success you've always dreamed of, to have the confidence in an opportunity that can truly give to you the kind of lifestyle you've always wanted for you and your loved ones. Opportunity is knocking on your door. You are at the right place, at the right time. Never before has the fastest growing technology in the world, called the internet, come together with the largest market shift in business history, combined with the largest group of people ever to walk the face of the planet. All coming together to enjoy what every human being wants to do. You can now boldly go where you always wanted to go before. Your opportunity is YTB.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, everyone out there listening. Glad to be here this morning. Glad to be alive and here in the flesh and being able to speak and share this morning the YTB opportunity. And, hey, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Before I bring my co-host up, I just want to let people know that's tuning in this morning. The first part of the show this morning, we're going to pay tribute to Michael Allen Foster, who had a program on Blog Talk also called Power Team Radio, and we'll be playing some clips from one of his shows that he did. He was a person in YTB who also was, we weren't on the same teams, but we communicated with one another. He was down here in North Carolina and just recently passed a week or so ago, and has gone home to glory. And as a person used to say in another business that me and my co-host was in, you're only here for a flicker, people. You're only here for a flicker. So, get focused on what you need to do with your life, because you are only here for a flicker. And let me bring up my co-host, Monticello Mitchell. Monty, you there?
Yes, Tyler, how you doing?
Hey, fine, man, fine.
You're right, man. I mean, only a flicker. I mean, people are coming and going every day, and unfortunate for Mike, never got a chance to meet with him, but did converse over the radio, the internet radio with him. So, we just want to give his family condolences, and we're praying for him, Satawi.
Yeah, we sure. So with that said, folks, I'm going to take and play about 15 minutes of a show he did, where he also had that he played a clip from a show that I did, which again shows you how this thing works. He played a clip from a show I did with our uplines and Keechee and Dakari, and I'm going to play about 15 minutes of his show, and then we're going to talk about some of the things that they talked about on there. And then we got another piece we're going to do, sharing on the other side of the other the half hour with Coach Lloyd Tomer, and go into some of those things and get you set for the week. So hold on, stay tuned, and let me bring up Mike's show.
Love Talk Radio.
Again, it is time for the world's greatest radio travel show on the planet. You're listening to KYTV, Power Team Radio. And now, here's your host, the Power Team Doctor himself, Michael Allen Foster.
Welcome, everyone, to KYTB Power Team Radio, the most exciting, informative, innovative, and fun travel radio show on the airwaves today. Listen, we have an exciting show for you today, so let me tell you what we're going to be talking about, and get your pen and paper out, because you're going to want to write down some very important information I'm going to give you in just a second. As I said, this is a very special broadcast. We're going to be talking about life and financial freedom. We're going to hear from some very successful people from across the country who understand how money works. And we're going to hear from real people as they tell us about their experiences. Now, you're going to hear the truth today about how money works, and how you can make money work for you instead of you working for money. So buckle your seatbelt. It's time to rock your world. So stay tuned for this and much more on today's broadcast. We will be right back after this brief break.
What if we could show you how to make $500 to $2,500 per week working part-time from home? This is a perfect opportunity to transform your life to the world's largest and fastest-growing industry, travel. Never before in history have three powerful trends emerged: travel, baby boomers, and the Internet. Own your own travel business and work it from home using the power of the Internet. Imagine owning an online home-based travel agency business. You can run from anywhere in the world. Get paid every time a friend, family member, co-worker, and everyone you know books travel on your travel booking website.
You are listening to KYTV, Power Team Radio. Now, back to your host, the Power Team Doctor himself, Michael Allen Foster.
And let's turn the page up to the little action page. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me.
Welcome back, everybody. I tell you, we're ready to share all of this exciting news with you today. And I want to start today's broadcast by actually talking personally to all of the RTAs who are tuned into today's program. Now, you may be a guest invited by an RTA to listen to today's broadcast, but this is just a quick message to all of the RTAs that are tuning in and listening today. I've got some information that will literally change your life. Most of the RTAs listening to today's broadcast, they know exactly who multimillionaire Rick Ricketts is. And let me tell you what Rick Ricketts has to say. And by the way, you know, if you're going to find out how to really make money and become financially free, it just makes sense to talk to somebody who's a millionaire. Your next-door neighbor making $50,000 a year probably won't have the same understanding about becoming financially free. So let's see what a multimillionaire is saying. Now, this is directed directly to RTAs. This is a quote directly from multimillionaire Rick Ricketts. Here's what he says. He says to every RTA, if you don't put YTB, your YTB business opportunity, in front of people, you will never have the success you could have with your YTB business. Let me say that again. Here's what he said. He said, if you don't put your YTB business opportunity in front of people, you will never have the success you could have with your YTB business. And we're going to be sharing a little bit more about that. But you know what? It's like Rick says, this is a simple business, and we just made it easier by giving every RTA a way to put YTB in front of people without even leaving your home or your guests in leaving their home. I mean, you can stay right in your Lazy Boy and still put YTB in front of people. Now, that's what Rick, multimillionaire Rick Ricketts, says. You got to put that in front of people. And here's what else he says. You see, it does not matter. So if you're a guest today and you're listening, we're so glad you tuned in because, you know, we're excited about you hearing about these principles about how to make money work for you and how to become financially free. And you're going to hear from some people across the country that are going to tell you exactly that. But the great thing here is that, you know, RTAs, putting that YTB opportunity in front of people, it frees you up because it really doesn't matter. The main goal is not that they like it, not that they join, only that they hear about the YTB business that you're involved in. And by using this radio program, what you're doing is exactly what Rick Ricketts, multimillionaire Rick Ricketts, has said, putting YTB in front of people. You see, this radio show does that. And you're not going to have to worry about whether or not they join or not, whether or not they even like it or not, just that they see it for themselves. Like one of our RTAs up there in New York City said, you got to seize it before you can seize it. We'll be hearing from him a little bit later on in the broadcast. Now, I want to get started with our first interview segment. Now, let me tell you who we're going to be hearing from. This is a married couple in Atlanta, Georgia. And their names are Nikichi and Dakari. Boy, they have got such a wonderful background and a great story to tell you today. Nikichi is an attorney. Dakari is formerly with the EPA for the government. I mean, these are professional people. And what they're going to tell you and share with you right now about is how that their eyes were opened about the way money works. So let's right now hear from Nikichi and Dakari, a husband and wife team down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Husband and I kept getting these emails from a good friend of ours. Actually, she happens to be our dentist. These emails about coming to her home for a dinner and a presentation. And let me tell you, I'm one of the most busiest persons in the world, and I can be very quite frank and honest. I felt like I just didn't have time because it sounded like she might have been trying to sell something. And whatever it was, I knew that we were not interested. But then one evening after getting one of these emails, I did not feel like cooking. I'll be very, very honest. Work at that 9 to 5, get home after dark, and just didn't feel like cooking. So I said to Carl, I'm just going over there to Cheryl's. And we had our preset exit plan. We eat a little bit of food, smile, and nod our heads at all of the appropriate intervals, and then just say thanks but no thanks and leave. Little did I know when we stepped into her living room that we were going to be stepping into a $7.1 trillion industry that was going to literally change our lives forever. Little did we know when we stepped into her living room that we were going to be imparted with principles and ways of thinking that would make it such that it could very much be a reality that I'd be able to leave my six-figure position as a lawyer working a 9-to-5 within 2 years. Little did I know that we were going to join this company and get a $10,000 bonus within 1 year of being within the company. I didn't know about all of those things at that time. But when we heard what he had to say, we just looked at each other and nodded, this is a win-win solution. And what if we fail? What if it doesn't work? Well, the entry fee was just so modest that it was something that we would spend anyway, anytime. The client said, can you just say a little bit about where you were at that particular moment when we went to her home?
Sure, because I would say no more than about 2 months before we actually went over to sisters, I had actually been working that 9-to-5, that JOB, that jump out of bed, you know, and working a night shift for an incredibly long time, actually 15 years is crazy. I mean, I got my body all messed up. But I was working on a government contract down at the, in the government for EPA on a working contract. And 80 of us came to work on a Friday and were told to report to the office. We came to the office and they let us know that, hey, you know what? Y'all no longer working here. Just like that. No 2 week notice, no nothing. And that's why that was a big eye opener for me to let you know that whether it's government, whether it's corporate or anything, that, you know, you're basically a number. And so in the numbers game, your number can actually be canceled out at any time. So that hit, brother, hit me hard. So, of course, I'm out here doing temp jobs, and I'm out here doing things trying to make, like Brother Jaheed was saying, trying to make ends meet or get some bills paid. And I'm also a musician, so I freelance and do some other little things. So basically, that was the eye-opener for me. That happened. So I said, you know what? This home-based thing, this working for yourself now really is hitting home. It really it's starting to make sense. If nothing else, that everybody needs a plan B. If nothing else, you mean even if you locked into what you working and how you working and you love that, there's nothing wrong with having that plan B. And you never know, your plan B may turn into your plan A.
And, sweetie, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because before we even go any further to talk about exactly what it is that that we are into in terms of home-based business, I just want to, Baba Jaheed, if this is okay, share just some frightening statistics that really was a wake-up call to me. Those statistics come from the Social Security Administration and basically says that out of 100 people working from age 20 to 65, we're talking about a 45-year period, one becomes rich, four become financially independent. Five are still working. You see them at Walmart, you know, 70 years old, you know. 28 are dead, 62 are dead broke. What does that mean? That means that in America, 5% of the people make it financially and 95% don't. And you might say, as I did, well, I have a good job. I make a pretty good income. But let me just burst that bubble right now. Listen, if you are making less than $20,000 a month, you are financially challenged. Most of us are just one paycheck away from being broke. I know I was. I realize that $20,000 a month may be hard for many people to conceptualize, but let me tell you, $20,000 a month will eventually seem like a little bit of money to you if you'll trust the principles that we'll talk about today and apply them to your life. Because there is a definite line between the haves and the have-nots in America when it comes to making it financially. Again, 5% make it, 95% don't.
What?
All right. That was a clip from a show that Michael Allen Foster did on Power Team Radio, in which he had uplines, Kichi and Dakari, who he said was from Atlanta, Georgia, but they're from Washington, D.C. But, you know, again, you know, we shared information with one another, and he took it upon himself to also rebroadcast the show that I did with them. And, again, the information that they shared leads us right into where we're headed today. And we just wanted to take the first part of our show and do a tribute to Mike and play some of the best from off of Power Team Radio. Comments on some of the things that we shared from this show, Mike?
Yeah, Satawi, I tell you, man, it's some professionals out there, professional people, doctors, lawyers, these type people. They're making good money, making, you know, really good money. But one of the things that we know and that we've learned is that these people, they work for themselves, and if they don't work, they don't get paid. But also, they work so much that they rarely have time to spend with their families. They rarely have time to vacation or just take a rest. All they do is work, work, work. And a lot of these professional people are waking up to the idea that, you know, maybe I do need a plan B. I mean, I've gone to school, I got all these school loans, and I'm paying them back. And I work all the time, and I don't have time to spend with my family, so maybe I do need a plan B. And to tell you, we have the perfect plan B for those professional people. Actually, for anybody, we've got an awesome plan B. Go to work in the travel industry, do more travel, travel for less, those type things. So if it is what you're looking for, if you need a plan B, you need to get with us, Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they it's so important. It's, you know, as Dakari shared, you know, had to come up with a plan B because they came to work one day and they said, you are no longer employed here. And, you know, so it's important to be able to get that positioned and do what you need to do in terms of, you know, making that plan B happen for you. Also on that particular broadcast, he had a quote from Rick Ricketts and something that, you know, that we, you know, are sharing with people on our teams and for those of us even that's out there listening who are possibly thinking about coming on board, you know, the whole thing of what we call exposures. Exposures mean, as Rick Ricketts said, you know, you got to expose people to the business opportunity. And, again, that's one of the reasons why I do this radio show. Is to share the opportunity. And he said, you know, the important thing about that is this: you expose the opportunity to people. It's getting them to take a look at it. Not necessarily thinking every time, well, you know, you're talking to people, you know, I'm trying to get you to join, I'm trying to get you to buy, but exposures, you know, getting them to take a look at it. Could you comment some about the importance of exposures, Monty, and what, you know, we're trying to convey to people, especially people that, you know, that feel about sometimes joining something and figure, well, I can't sell, and you know, I don't know about getting people to join, and what do we mean when we say exposures?
I tell you what, man, it's basically just showing. If people don't know what you do as far as your business or your occupation or whatever it is, they don't know what you do. And so exposures, all that means, and in this industry, it's real simple because we have a product that everybody does anyway. If you start a conversation with somebody and you start talking about, you know, where you're going on vacation, where you're taking your family for vacation, are you traveling anywhere, that is not invasive. You know, people love to talk about it. As a matter of fact, if they've been on a trip, they're going to tell you all about it. They'll give you the details about their trip. So just talking with people about traveling, you know, laughing, having fun, talking with them about traveling, where you're going for vacation this year, because probably, I don't know, 99% of the people that work get a week of vacation at some point in time, you know, during the summer or whenever. But basically everybody knows the conversation of vacations. So you just fall in there with talking about vacations. And have you ever flown on a plane, or you ever ridden on a train, or whatever the conversation, whichever that conversation goes. But just talk about travel, man. People love talking about travel.
Yeah, and that's it. People, you know, you expose the business to people. Those that see it will decide, you know, if there's something that they want to do as far as getting involved. And the thing is, you've done your part. And your part was to share the opportunity with them. So we're not trying to create, as some people might think, you know, professional salespeople. We just want to make sure that we get as many exposures of our business out to people so that people can be able to make a decision for themselves, an intelligent decision for themselves in regard to this business opportunity. And again, as Nkechi said, when she went to her friend's house that day, she didn't realize that she was stepping inside of a $7 trillion industry. You know, some people, you know, don't understand the fact that travel is the largest industry in the world, far none.
And yeah, the most exciting, Satawi.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, and travel is the most exciting industry in the world.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do it. And so if you have, you know, if you're in a business, you have a travel site, if it's difficult for you, if you just keep going, it will become the easiest thing for you to do is to expose people to what it is that you do, and you know how you may be able to assist them, because people are going to travel, and basically you just want to convert them into traveling with you or through you.
So true. Last night I got a call from a person that I didn't know anything about. He called me from Nevada, and they had basically ran across me from the internet based on stuff that I put out there in terms of the show. I advertised on different sites and whatever, and they were looking for a home-based business opportunity. And so they called me and wanted to know about YTB and what we had to offer. And we're going to get back together today and finish talking. And my goal is to get them not to try to join over the phone, but to get them to go to us. So we have a corporate training in the area this Saturday coming up. It's basically answer their questions for them and then get them to that corporate training and let them be able to make an intelligent decision concerning the company. But again, it was through internet exposure that enabled me to be able to get connected with this person. Again, they called me. I didn't call them. And so I'm excited about that, and, you know, looking forward to being able to share with them. We've had some powerful stuff going on over the last couple of weeks in terms of the company, in terms of some big, massive exposures. You know, the Harvest's Plenty Cruise company had a cruise with Level 4 directors James and Marcia Pruitt, and had almost like the who's who of YTB aboard the ship. And, you know, and they had the coach opened up and had 500 pastors and their spouses aboard the ship that he paid for free to be able to come on. And, you know, several of those people went aboard the cruise for, you know, the aspect of being able to fellowship, but ultimately the same time end up coming into the business opportunity. So, you know, this thing is really, really interesting. What's your take on, Monty, your perception and your feeling about, you know, the leadership of the company and being able to invite pastors on a cruise for free?
I tell you what, Satawi, there is no other company on this planet that's doing what YTB is doing. Not just the cruises and taking the pastors on a free cruise, 500 of them and their spouses, but also what the company is doing in terms of helping people, everyday people, basically start to dream again. A lot of people have lost hope, and if you're just paying attention to the news all the time, the world definitely looks like it's coming to an end in terms of, most people are going to be priced out of even being able to eat, even being able to afford to eat. I mean, the energy crisis is just putting a crunch on everybody. But here it is, man. An extra $500 a month would help so many families to be able to feed themselves and put gas in their cars and those type things. So what the company is doing is outstanding, and it's all God-directed, man, and it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. At this point, folks, what we want to do is share with you some clips from our Saturday leadership and motivation call with Coach J. Lloyd Tomer, as he shared some very powerful information this past weekend in terms of the company. So, and he's talking about leadership and other issues. And so I'm going to really bring that clip up as he goes into his Saturday call. Hold on.
Much more talented people than what we think. You know, I we were on a cruise just last week, and on that cruise they had a Women of Distinctions meeting.
Right.
And so JT and I decided we was going to go in, and they had a sign up, no men allowed.
Uh-oh.
So we tried one door, and they wouldn't let us in. I tried another door. I finally snuck in at one other door. You know, I got in. We got up way up in the balcony, and I am listening to these ladies speak. And, sometimes you'll hear the men grab the microphone, and they'll talk, and we are really something, you know. And here the ladies were in this room, and it's packed up, and this is it seats half of the people on the ship, so about 1,000 people in the room, and I'm listening to Michelle, who you just never hear say anything, you know, and Diane Adams, who Jeannie Sharpless, who, of course, Jeannie, she talks all the time. But
Yeah, that's true. Bill will tell you that.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm listening to these people, Brenda Ricketts talk, and I'm listening to all of the ladies of distinction and seeing the program, and Miss Chris come on and literally brought the house down. You know,
wow.
It was like, all the time before that, people were grabbing, saying, "Coach, I'd like to have a picture of you." And then I'm holding her purse while they're getting a picture with her. The rest of the cruise, you know. And I'm just thinking how good our people are. And, you know, we went, then Monday night, we went and had the meeting at Fort Lauderdale at that Sunrise Faith Center. And you know, and Roland put that all together. And we had, Neil got, that Bob Proctor to come down. I mean,
wow.
And I'm thinking how good our people are, how much they want to make this thing work, and how that I didn't know Bob Proctor, and I didn't know him from Adam, and Neil made a contact and got it. Did these bother you there, Ron? Don't do stuff like that when you're on live. You could do that when you're just on the phone, but when you're live, like, just sit there and behave yourself. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. And And so Neil gets Bob Proctor to come out, and man, he just talked about how that you got to get things right between your ears, and what a great job that he did.
Right.
And I'm thinking how good our people are, and how great a crowd. I mean, that building held like, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000.
Yeah.
Man, we had probably 2,000 people out there in Miami. It's just unbelievable. Our people are unbelievable. Our people.
Put them up against any team I ever seen.
But
Coach,
people are really good. You know, sometimes we go into life and we start thinking negative about people. People are really good. People are really good. Now, sometimes they got some problems and some challenges. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But, you know, then after Fort Lauderdale, where'd we go from there? What
Philadelphia,
was,
Coach.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia,
and I mean, what a great, what a.
Every time you're on a dynamic duo, it's incredible.
Well, the dynamic duo, you know, Steve and TV, they were just, and, you know, Melissa, you know, of all the people in the world, I mean, she is just a perfect leader, Melissa Boston, and then the promotion that was able to make.
Sherry Wilson. Oh, my.
I mean, it was so, and I'm thinking of how great people are. I mean, what the lesson I learned from people is that people are really great. They're really terrific. They're really challenged. They really want to be somebody. They really, they're not always there. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. And we got to lift them up and bring them to, but it is so great. I mean, Pastor Mike. It was unbelievable. and here I go into Philadelphia and I get the keys to Independence Hall.
And the proclamation.
From the city council. Made that my day, but then by the time we finished the meeting, the day was over and I was out of there, so I didn't get nothing, you know. But I mean, our people are wonderful. See, so many times, you know, we have some little problem in our life. We have some little problem with somebody, and we start thinking that people are bad. No, people are great.
Right.
They are absolutely unbelievable. What a great meeting that we had there. I mean, I just was thinking as they gave, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. They gave me a copy, of the original,
yeah,
and then
the
they
scrolls,
gave every
right.
yeah scrolls, and they gave everybody, all the directors, a Liberty Bell and a Declaration of Independence.
Yes,
yeah, it's unbelievable.
Right.
People are great. So you run into somebody who does you wrong, or you just. People are great. I'm not going to say they don't do things that are bad. They don't make mistakes. But by and large, people are, I mean, it was wonderful as we left that meeting and we fly home. And then we go last night to
Detroit.
And what was that, something picked up at the airport?
My goodness.
Wow.
Marcus and Madonna.
Oh, what a great cup. I mean, I got me a... Samantha and I are going on a picnic after the broadcast.
Today.
Yeah, we got a date together.
Yeah.
A picnic basket with all the trimmings and all the stuff inside it. And made us feel so special. Went there and got into the meeting and big old Nick, you know. I tell you what. And I'm listening. I'm watching these guys. And I'm watching everybody saying, man, people are great. And I had people come up to me, and they brought me, Peggy brings up this a thing from A.L. Williams talking, and it brought back all those memories. And I'm thinking how great that people are. I mean, they made we come home and sang happy birthday to Judy. You know, here you are out in Philadelphia on her birthday. Nick, can you believe Nick asked Sam? Sam's the one that headed up that birthday party.
Exactly.
You know that.
Right. Sammy did it.
Samantha, she's listening on the to the broadcast, right? She's in here helping us do the broadcast
right.
right now. Right?
She's
back running the cameras, okay? She called Nick and she said, this is the colors I want, and this is what I want, and you have two cakes. You have one for the first thing, one for the second. And
she and I sang together twice.
Yeah. She's great. See, people are wonderful. See, we got to get out of our head that, you know, I have so many people say, man, I tell you what, I love everything about network marketing except people. I can't stand people. People are great. People are great. And I learned that. I mean, I could go back 2 months, and I could go to every meeting. And I really wish we had time to do that, because it looks like we're kind of favoring this last week. But do you realize, Ron, that over the last 2 weeks, that I've been face-to-face talking to more people than what we had at last year's convention?
Exactly.
In 2 weeks' time.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And it's just the beginning.
And it's just the beginning of what's that. It's just the beginning. But to be able to meet all those people and see the wonderful things, the wonderful attitudes, the goals, the dreams, the family, all the things that's happening in their family, I'm telling you, people are great. If I'm going to learn a lesson from the reps and the RTAs that we visited over the last 2 weeks, and over the last 2 years, last whatever, is the lesson that I have learned is that people are really great. Now, that same great group of people, at times in their life, and sometimes when they met us, were having some tremendous problems.
Right.
They were having financial problems. They were having all, you know, relationship problems. But see, the greatness has come out of who they really are. They're really not down in the corner, all down and drab and disgusted. They are really full of life, just waiting to blossom. And I believe with everything within me. You know, it was over in China. There, one place we was, they talked about some seeds that was brought out that was in total darkness, dry, in total darkness for several thousand years. And those seeds were brought out, and they were planted in rich, fertile soil and watered, and beautiful plants sprung up. I believe that people, by and large, that people are great. People are wonderful. I mean, the lessons, they are one. Now, sometimes they've had problems. Sometimes they've been in darkness. Sometimes they've been in bondage. Sometimes they've been broke. Sometimes they've been hurt. Sometimes they've been all this. But people are really, really, really great. And what we got to do is we got to give people a chance to reach their greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another thing I learned. See, I learned over the last seven years of working, plus years of working in YTB, I learned that people are scared to death. This last week, as I talked to a lot of people, I had people come up to me and say, Coach, I'll tell you what, I just heard about YTB. It's exactly what I've been looking for. I'm scared to death. You think I can do it? Do you think I can do it? See, they are scared to death. They have been beat up so much. They have been challenged by maybe some companies or some things that wasn't completely honest with them. And they have been let down, and they're scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I learned. I learned from our people that what they need is somebody they can believe in. They need somebody to look them in the eye and say, you can trust me.
Right.
You can believe in me. I can lead you out of this challenge that you have in your life.
Right.
See, so many of our people are living in the slavery towards debt, in slavery towards relationship. And you know, what we're trying to do in YTB is lead them out of that. Lead them out of that. And here's what I learned, Ron, that they're scared to death that because the last person that told them that wasn't really trying to lead them out of that, they're trying to get their money.
There you go.
And they're just scared to death. People are scared to death. You take right now in some of our cities, in some of our places, we have 1 out of 10 homes in foreclosure.
That's right.
Scared to death. Scared to death. And see, what we need to do as leaders, and our leaders are on the phone today. Our leaders are watching on the video cast today. See, what we need to do as leaders is give leadership to help solve their problems. See, the problem is not trying to keep their people paying the $50 a month. That's not what our goal is. See, our goal is to lead them out of slavery, out of the bondage, out of the fact that they can make their next house payment if they do this, this, and this. And we got to give the leadership. We got to give them confidence. We got to help them. It's not that we got to help them, convince them to continue to pay the $49.95. It's help them get out of slavery. Help them get out of the bondage. The people I found, Ron, are scared to death.
Right.
It reminds me, Ron.
All right. So, folks, you know, again, in terms of this company, as you're listening in today, if you're a guest, it's more than us sharing with you a business opportunity. But in terms of this company's vision also, and you heard it from the founder, is that he's challenging people in the company who's already in to provide the type of necessary leadership so that a new person that's scared in terms of getting involved in network marketing or getting involved in taking a chance, you know, is what y'all saying, you know, is it true? Is, you know, am I going to be able to do such and such? Is that it's not about trying to get the person's money and getting them to sign up, but to provide leadership. Your take on that, Monty?
Yeah, I do, Satala, because so many people have been taken for a ride, man, on different things that they've tried. And the bottom line is people do want to do something about their situation, but most people are just, like Coach said, afraid. They are untrusting of other people because there are a lot of people out there that's in our industry, the relationship marketing industry, that are actually, you know, when they see somebody or they're talking to somebody, they've got dollar signs in their eyes. They're not really focused on helping that person with whatever situation they may have before them. But you've got to have the compassion, that compassion of help. You've got to want to help people, not just make money. You've got to want to help change some people's lives, make their lives more positive. And I think if you approach from that perspective, you'll do better in your business instead of going looking at people like dollar signs, Atali.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to see how sharing this opportunity can be a blessing to someone. As he said, you know, 1 out of 10 houses in this country right now, you know, are in foreclosure. People, you know, struggling financially. And, you know, we have a blessing that can be a tremendous blessing to someone, but getting them to see it as a blessing and not as a hustle. And it all, you know, it all wraps up in your approach in terms of how you approach people. So, again, if we have people that are listening to this live or pulling this show up, you know, at a later date in terms of the archives, understand that we're in this business because, we genuinely want to help people. My why for why I got involved with YTB is that, you know, I have a nonprofit youth development company, which, you know, working with young people to help teach entrepreneurship and teach values and teach young people how to have positive standards in their lives, because I'm tired of seeing so many young people going to jail and getting killed in the streets and other things. And that's my why for getting involved in this business, because I got tired of going through the rigmarole of traditionally applying for grants and begging people to fund my idea. And YTB gives me the opportunity to build a business where I can, through this business called YTB, fund my own idea without begging people for money to do this. And everybody has a why out there, and we got to do is tap into people's why and then anchor their why into how they can use this as a vehicle to take care of their why. You'd like to take and share with people that's listening, Monty, your why, so people can understand why we're involved in this business.
Well, I've always been a person with an entrepreneur spirit, and my eyes were open up when we got in the other business that we were in together. And, you know, I want to be the go-to person for my family. You know, my father's always been that person. My father's 70 years old. And, you know, I want to be that for the family that he's been for the family, that rock, because things happen in your family, and I think every family needs somebody to be there, not to use them, but to be there for whatever situation comes up. You know, the go-to person, you can go to that person and discuss it with them, and because they're in the position that they're in, you know, they can offer help, and that's always been my why for being, you know, for being in this business.
All right. We're winding down, people, and, you know, if you heard a lot this morning, you know, first part of the show, you know, we shared a tribute, you know, to Michael Allen Foster, Power Team Radio, who was no longer with us in the flesh, but, you know, it's with us in the spirit, and, you know, we wanted to make sure that we gave contributions to his work and contributions that he's made, and YTB, I know his team is going to miss him, and I know his family is going to miss him, and all of that, and we also, you know, listened to part of a leadership training call with Coach J. Lloyd Tomer, who talked about, more than anything else in terms of this business, providing leadership to the people that we sponsor and bring into the business and help them anchor in their why. And people, you know, that's the human side of this business. It's more than dollars and cents, but there's a human equation and a human factor, and it's important that, you know, the people know that we're caring human beings if you really want to build a team. As Monty was saying, you know, you can't just look at people as a dollar sign, you know, sign them up, you know, and this is what I get. As we wind down, Monty, you took a training, again, that deals with a giving and a human side of this business, and it's called a Passport to Giving training. Share with our listening audience, you know, what that's about in case that there's some people listening this morning that wants to do something special for their church or a youth group or, you know, something that's near and dear to their heart that's in their community.
Okay, first I'll start out by giving my wife and my website so you can get in touch with that program. It's www.dawnstravelsite.com. And that part of the business, the nonprofit side of the business, is so exciting and it's so interesting because here you have an opportunity. You know, these nonprofits, these charities out here doing great works, and basically most of them are struggling. They're struggling financially because a lot of the monies that they were applying for through grants and whatnot are drying up, and expenses being like they are, rising and rising every day, a lot of people don't have the same money that they had before. And they were giving some of that money to these charities. So our company has a program that fits perfectly with the giving mindset. And so what an organization can do, a church, any nonprofit, churches, and what, you know, we have a program where they can plug into it and earn 60% of the money that's created by being a part of the program. And it's just, it works basically hands-off. You know, when nonprofits are talking about raising money, they're talking about putting a lot of people together to do some hard work, wash some cars or sell some food, cook some food, those type things. Well, this program is nothing like that. Once this program is put in place, it works 24/7, 365, and basically it's hands-off. And so, you know, that's basically the parameters of what you're talking about there, Satali.
All right.
And another thing, I wanted to ask you something, man.
Go ahead.
You know, we were both in the financial service industry, right?
Yes.
And we're talking about people not trusting other people and these type things because a lot of people are taking advantage of people. But I wanted to ask if, You know, when you invest your money in the stock market, we know there are no guarantees. You could lose all your money. You could actually lose more money than you invested in the stock market, you know. So if you could invest $500 one time, man, if you could invest $500 one time and make a guaranteed $6,000, would you do it?
Most definitely.
Financial planners and investment advisors and those type people, they can't make guarantees to their clients like that or their customers. They cannot make those kind of guarantees. But we have a guarantee in our company like that, Satawi. Invest $500 and guarantee you $6,000. Isn't that amazing, man?
That is so powerful and so awesome. I mean, it's so exciting because it takes the pressure off when people say, well, you know, people normally ask, what are you making and what can I make? And, you know, and then you can share with them the guaranteed revenue program.
Right. It's just so many great things about this company that we could talk about. I mean, so many positive, great things that we could talk about that's going on with this company. And all you got to do is plug in, man.
That's the key. That's the key. There's people that you might meet who will tell you, you know, well, I tried YTB and I didn't make any money. You need to ask them, did they plug in? Did they attend CRTA training? If they ask you, well, what was that? Then say, you know, they didn't plug in because they don't even know what's going on in the company. Did they listen to the training calls? Well, I ain't had time. Well, again, they didn't plug in because they archived. You can listen to them anytime you want at your own convenience. So if you don't catch up live, the company just makes it so easy for you because, you know, they understand you might come in, you got a peculiar work schedule. But if you got a computer, you go into your back office and you can always access the information that you need. And then there's, you know, people like myself and other people on teams that have different resources that they have put together through their websites and like I said, with this radio broadcast. You don't catch it live, you go to the site, it's archived. So they take all of the excuses away from people saying, well, I don't have the time, and, you know, I'm so busy, I would like to, but I don't have the time. I mean, in the guarantee program that you was asking about, I mean, you coined a phrase around that guarantee program called the 555 program. We got like about a minute and a half left. You know, you want to hit that real quick?
Okay, folks, you got 5 minutes. 5 minutes, you work 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and make an extra $500 per month. Now, if you don't have 5 minutes, something's going on with you, but anybody has 5 minutes a day, Satawi.
That's right, 5 minutes a day. Y'all heard it, people. I mean, that's the bare-bone minimum deal. 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, we still give you Saturday and Sunday off.
And then we're going to teach
$500 a month.
And then we're going to teach you about the power of one per month, the power of one per month.
That's right. That's a powerful piece. If you can take and bring in one new person a month and teach people how to do the same thing, 12 months from now, you'll have over $161,000 in income and over 4,000 people in your business. It's like I used to do this thing with my students. If you could have a penny a day, if you took a penny and doubled it every day, For 30 days, and those of you that's listening, when you get a chance, you can go ahead and, you know, and calculate this out. And would you rather have that, or would you rather have $30 at the end of the month? And you take a penny a day and double it, you'd be surprised if you double what that amount is each day over 30 days, how much money you have. I'm not going to tell you the answer because I want people to do the math and do the work.
Figure it out.
You know. All right, we're winding down. We got a minute left. Monty, you got any closing comments?
Well, folks, just do it. It's here. YTB is here for you. Just do it. Get with somebody with YTB. Just do it.
All right, people. Hey, you know, we want to thank you for listening in. Again, into Michael Allen Foster's family, you know, we send our condolences. He's going to be truly missed. I still like going back, and I listen to a lot of his old shows. And, hey, you know, we all going to miss him. And for those out there listening, also tomorrow morning, you know, we'll have the Jet Set Morning Call on. You know, an awesome, awesome way to kick your day off and start your day off. in terms of just, you know, being excited and around a group of exciting people. And if you want to do something different, if you want something different in life, you got to do something different. And the other thing is, people, as we're closing, stay away from negative, dream-stealing, disillusioned people. Surround yourself with positive people. Peace and blessings. Have a great day. God bless you. Love you.